Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning to talk about their work with Capacity Builders. Carol Burr is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Also, Jay Silversmith is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about the work that you all do with Capacity Builders. And so we'll get right to it and talk a little bit, Carol, with you about some of the work that you do. And basically, you are in charge of a couple of grants at Capacity Builders, and one is the YCC, Youth Conservation Corps, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So Talk to me about that.
I manage the Youth Conservation Corps grant.
Right.
And we have three projects this year. The first one is already on way, and they're actually doing clearing out drainage ditches for the farmers in Shiprock. And then our next project starts April 27th, 2020, and we will be taking applications for that now. You need to be between the ages of 18 and 25. To qualify, and the pay scale is between $9 and $13, and this project goes from April 27th to June 19th.
Okay.
And what they are going to be doing is building a skate park, an amphitheater, and sidewalks for the Nejoni Park in Shiprock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So sounds like a great project, though.
Mm-hmm,
definitely,
yes.
Some things that folks can do. And so the application process is to come down and see you or
yes.
Go online, or what
yep.
is the best way to do it?
Best way to do it is to come and see me, and I can give you the application. There's a list of other documentation we need prior to getting an interview. So the best thing would be to come and see me at 414 West Broadway.
Okay. And you mentioned that the hiring and these jobs will start around April. So now would be a good time, I guess, to come in and maybe get all that stuff out of the way ahead of time, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we're already collecting applications for this project.
Got you. Okay. And again, these will start in April. Then you have another section or another project beginning over the summer, you were telling me, right?
Correct. So after this project's done in June 19th, about 2 weeks after that, we'll be starting another one, which will be in Hogback.
Okay.
And then that one will go until the end of September. And what we'll be doing with that one is working on their Hogan and building it so it's accessible for everyone to get to it. Sidewalks, another shade, different things like that. So making it really pretty.
Nice. Very yeah. good. And so, and these jobs are they part-time, full-time? How
They're
many full-time. Hours?
They work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. They get paid every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, and then not only do they do the job, they also get training. So they're going to get like training on how to do resumes, they'll get first aid CPR training. This next project in April, on April 27th, they'll get welding training.
Nice.
So
okay.
this project that's already in going, they've got chainsaw training. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And so these are skills that they could take with them, obviously, to their next job, perhaps,
absolutely.
Correct? Once this YCC job is over.
Yes. And the whole goal is to get them employable for the community so they can go out and find regular, full-time, year-long jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's a great opportunity, I think, and a lot of folks have already taken advantage of it because you already have had YCC crews working around the area, right?
Definitely. Like this recent crew is 21 kids or
okay.
young adults, but they've been doing YCC for the last 3 or 4 years, and they do 3 projects every year. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great projects for both Shiprock and Hogback.
Yes.
Is what
absolutely.
You've got planned. And again, this is a grant that comes through the federal government?
Yes.
That Capacity Builders then facilitates here in the area?
Correct.
That's how it works. So very, very good. All right. Jay Silversmith, let me turn to you a little bit about some of the programs that you're involved with. And one is an acronym called CARS. And take me through that and what that's all about.
So CARS stands for Community Approaches to Reducing STIs. It's funded by the CDC. And we're currently in our third final year. We are... Just in the name, it's all about education, awareness, advocacy for safe sexual health. We care about our citizens in San Juan County as well as in Navajo Nation. We have part of the initiatives to form a CAB, which is a community advisory board.
You guys love your acronyms, don't you? Okay, I get you. Yes, sir.
Quite a long list of them.
I understand. We have them here on radio, too, so I understand. So you're looking for an advisory board?
We are.
Okay.
We currently have 37 members. We're shooting for 48.
Okay.
Our target group is 15-year-olds to 39-year-old.
Okay.
But we are open to everybody, you know. And we just have an ambitious group of young people that are, they care about the health of citizens around us. And they're out there advocating, hosting booths at community health fairs, just reaching out to people about STIs and just lowering those incidences of HIV, you know, syphilis, gonorrhea, and try not to make it such a bad word. You know, we want people to be aware in the best way possible.
Sure. And I imagine there are a lot of folks maybe listening or watching us this morning that maybe don't like talking about that topic, perhaps, especially with their children, right?
Exactly.
If you're a parent. And so it is important, though, that kids get information from a good, reliable source and don't just hear it at school or from who knows where, or good, God forbid, the internet, because who knows what they're telling people there,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So part of that is also creating these promotional marketing campaigns to just reach those young people. And it's so important, you know. So I'm proud of the CAB members, and we're out here today just because we want to reach more CAB members. And we have meetings here at the college every third Tuesday of the month.
Okay. So folks could be here and take part in that and those meetings and follow your Facebook page probably.
Facebook. We always have our updates on our meetings there.
Okay.
We have free food. We have incentives, educational workshops. We have good partnerships around the community as well.
Very good. And you were telling me, and you were showing me this morning, that you have there's a Capacity Builders Facebook page, but then there's also a separate page for this program that we're talking about, correct?
Sure, exactly. You just type in community approaches to reducing STIs, and then it should pop right up.
And it did.
Yeah.
I can testify that it did that, folks. So I can find it and quite easily. So that's great. And how long has this been in the works? Has been going on this program?
This program has been going on since the fall of 2017.
Okay, so you've already seen hopefully some benefits and some results from your meetings and your advocacy.
Yes, we have. We've been all over the place. Shiprock, Gallup, on the reservation, chapter houses. We just try to make ourselves known to the community that we're here and we care about the citizens' health, basically.
Sure. And with this new advisory board that you are putting together, you're looking for, you mentioned the age ranges, and so you want to get folks from all different parts of the community as well and different geographic locations. Is that ideally what you want to look for?
Oh, totally. Like all across the spectrum, demographically.
Very good. Excellent. And so how often does that board meet, or have you decided that yet?
They meet once a month. Typically, more if we're hosting an event. And we have two big events coming up this month.
Okay.
There is a drag show at Three Rivers Brewery, and that's going to be on March 14th. And we'll be there hosting a table just with public health information, STI prevention.
Okay. All right.
And then the second event that we're hosting is actually, it's focused on the National Native American HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. And that falls on March 20th.
Gotcha.
And we're looking to host that at Identity Downtown.
Nice. Very good. Well, that's important, again, to get the information out to folks so that they can make important decisions about their health.
Yes.
And again, it's important to get this information from a reliable source.
Exactly.
Than just picking it up who knows where.
As well as, I guess, maybe a relatable source.
True.
I think a lot of people, they want to talk to, you know, similar age possibly. You can relate to them. So this grant's very innovative in that sense.
Very good. And this is coming from, the grant comes from the federal government, the CDC?
The CDC, yes.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Correct.
Which we've been hearing a lot from recently with some of these other topics, but that's true. But that's great. And Carol Burr, can I ask you to come into the conversation a little bit about this program? I mean, how important it is for the community and for these young people to get this good, reliable information as we've been talking about?
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest things that we want to try to do is change the stigma with these issues for all people, for everybody, because people, they have assumptions about what it is and what it does and how you can get it. And so if we can educate and change that and make it more of an open conversation, I think it would benefit the community so much more than what it is now, because it's been around for years, these diseases. I mean, it's not like it's anything new. So our goal is to just educate and help prevent sure. from happening.
Right. And the other, I guess, part of this conversation, too, is that we know children, teenagers are becoming sexually active, perhaps at an earlier age, even though we wish maybe that they weren't, but they are, and that's the fact. And so in order to confront some of this stuff, to give them good information so they make the right choices, and then they can decide, I guess, when they're in that situation, how to proceed.
How to protect themselves.
Right.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
So, very good. Well, excellent. Yep. And, Jace, you've got another program that you're here to talk about, too, right, which is an art program that I find very fascinating.
Yes, it's actually funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, and we call it the Native Project. And that is focused on emerging artists. We're connecting them with established artists, and we just finished a really cool collaboration with the New Mexico Cancer Institute in Albuquerque.
Interesting.
And they were able to host some of their artwork on their walls in Gallup and Albuquerque.
Nice. Now, and I'm showing about three different types of art on the screen right now, and so this was related to this project, correct? You were telling
me? Yeah, it's so amazing to see young artists and what they can create sometimes in the moment, you know. So.
Right. And so these are different types of these pieces. Can you talk a little bit about some of these pieces and if you remember them? I don't know.
So these look like they're from Kirtland Central High School.
Okay.
And we hung them at the Albuquerque Cancer Institute.
Nice.
Cancer Center. And they were there from August until the end of the year, December. And I believe we sold about 6 pieces out of 25.
Well, that's pretty good. Sure.
And it just boosts their confidence. You know,
right.
That's what we aim to do. We want them to really, you know, take hold and become the artists that they will become. So.
Right. And again, being able to promote their creativity and give them a way to express that.
Exactly. And we've also had events downtown Albuquerque, like the art stroll in the summer as well as the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So those were some fun events for the community. And you should see the kids' faces when they come in with their parents, and they're just that pride that they have. That's my artwork.
Yeah, right, on the wall like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Sure.
And they're mingling with these, you know, James King, these renowned artists in the area. So it's really cool to see that kind of collaboration.
Very nice. And this is something that you do in conjunction with the schools?
Yes. We've reached out to Navajo Prep, Kirtland High, Gallup High School, Wonderrock High School. So just a lot of local McKinley and San Juan County schools.
Okay. Very good.
We look to outreach to more schools.
Sure.
So
that's a continuing effort, I imagine, right?
Yes.
To try to fit into their curriculum and what they're doing.
Yep.
And then is there a plan to maybe get some of the artwork on the walls locally as well, not
yes.
just Albuquerque?
We've actually had an event downtown at the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. They hosted us. They were like, can you please bring some more art to our boring white walls?
They wanted more. Good.
Yeah. So
that's wonderful.
And we're looking to branch out to like Juniper Cafe just up the street.
Right.
They've expressed interest in hosting some of the kids' artwork. So if you're interested, just contact me. You can contact me on Facebook or the Capacity Builders website.
Okay. That's great. And you're looking for businesses that maybe want to display the artwork
exactly.
is what you're asking for. So
exactly.
there you go. The students then are contacted through their schools and through the work that you do with the schools that.
Yeah,
is that how it works?
It's the high school art teachers who are just so interested in having their kids' artwork shown on the walls. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. And then for both of you, I mean, again, the work of Capacity Builders in the community is to kind of get a hold of some of these grants and put these programs forward into our community so that we could benefit from these things. Is that kind of the idea behind Capacity Builders?
Oh yeah.
Exactly. When I was going over a list of the programs, I was just amazed by how many sectors that we've reached. We have a farming and agriculture initiative, farm to school.
I would not be familiar with that, but I understand it's probably a pretty good thing. I'm not wearing my farming suit today, but I hear you. That's very important, again,
yeah.
as we talk about sustainability and things along exactly. that line, I suppose, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then last summer we hosted, or 2 summers ago, we had a kickball tournament.
Yeah.
It was under the Stop Suicide Initiative grant that we had.
Right.
So I'm just, you know, I'm so proud of the work that we do at Capacity Builders. Yeah. We just try to get out to these local communities and touch and enhance people's lives. So
right.
very well, proud of the work we do.
Sure. I think a lot of us, you know, we drive by your building downtown on Broadway there
yeah.
and maybe wonder what's going on in there. And this program, I think, is what my goal is, to try to make sure folks understand all the mm-hmm. work that you all are doing mm-hmm. throughout the community and with different age groups and different areas and things like that to spread the word and to help some of these different groups.
Yes.
So it's wonderful. Very good. And then, Carol Burr, some other things that are going on with capacity builders. We talked about, I know Lugo's is another part of your
yep, they have
work,
Lugo's,
right?
Yep. And then they have the Gym Lose.
There's right.
a fitness center below or underneath our main office. But we do not only our programs, CARS, YCC, there's other programs that they do, like Prius. They're into the different high schools over in Consolidated School District.
Right, okay.
And so they're going in and teaching them a whole variety of, like, Native culture, sexual education, different things like that.
Wonderful.
And we do a lot of health and wellness, teen pregnancy programs on the reservation here, youth employment, like the YCC. So
right.
it's a pretty rounded company that helps try to serve the community and in those areas that might be lacking.
Right, right. And I would think a lot of these folks are maybe in areas that are underserved, too,
yes,
that you find. And
yep.
that's probably the reason why you're so successful in mm-hmm. getting these grants and helping these local communities. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, we're totally grant-driven. So, like, right now is grant season, like Jason mentioned earlier. And so we're busy applying for, you know, as many grants as we qualify for to help serve the community. So.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out from the deadlines to come here and talk to us about some of the things that you all do. So in our remaining moments this morning, again, let's recap a little bit. Okay. Carol Burr, YCC, this is the Youth Conservation Corps, and you've got positions coming available, correct,
yes,
in the spring and summer for
yes.
folks to apply for.
Yep, and they can apply for both of them right now.
Okay.
You know, if they prefer to wait till the June, July program, you know, definitely come in and apply, and we have, you know, a list going for that project, too.
Okay. And again, they can just come down and see you, or
Absolutely.
That's the best probably way to do that, to
yep.
get the paperwork filled out ahead of time and get ready to do that. And any age range, any age requirements or
the
things like that?
The age requirements right now are 18 to 25.
Okay.
But
I'm
in
out.
The summer.
I'm out. Sorry.
You're out,
I'm out.
Yeah. Me too. In the summer, I believe we can go to, is it 15?
14.
Over the summer, okay.
In the summer, yeah, because we don't want to pull them out of school.
Sure.
So for the one in June, July, they can apply if they're 14 to 25.
Okay, but kids looking for a summer job, this is a possibility, right?
Absolutely.
To apply. And a lot of great projects in Shiprock are going to be the focus of some of these things, correct?
Correct. So the Nijoni Park, which is right to the left of the bridge when you pull into Shiprock.
Right along the river.
Yep. They've already built a basketball court, a volleyball court, and so now this new YCC coming up in April is going to be doing the skate park and the amphitheater and the sidewalks and, you know, making it better.
How great to be a part of bringing a skate park to Shiprock.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Right? I bet that's going to get used a lot. So that's wonderful.
And one more thing about CARS.
Yes.
Because I do work with that program, is we are going to have a partnership meeting actually tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 410 West Broadway. So anyone who's interested in our program and wants to join us, definitely show up. We will have coffee and snacks. And the more partners we have to get the word out for this project, the better.
Okay, very good. Thank you for sharing that. That's
yeah.
wonderful. And Jace, again, for you, you're looking for board members?
Yes, CAB members, come down and join us. Like I said, any age, but we are looking for a target group of 15-year-old to 39.
Okay.
So we do a lot of fun outreach events and just a lot of great company, good food, good conversations, and just excited people to go out there and talk to the community about protecting themselves, being aware of their own sexual health as well as their physical health.
Right.
So,
and giving back to the community.
Exactly.
So, wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning and talking with me about the work that you do at Capacity Builders. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Scott. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. My guests from Capacity Builders, Carol Burrow and Jace Silversmith, my guests here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everybody. This is KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.